Blog Talk Radio.
I got it. It's my fault for doing that.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Welcome, everybody. So glad to have you, and a very happy Thanksgiving.
Yep, happy Thanksgiving. Get your turkey out.
No, I'm turkey right now. Happy Valentine's Day to you all. And it doesn't matter if you don't have a sweetheart, girlfriend, fiance, one word, okay, if you don't, because you got all of us. And I think we're pretty special. So welcome to you all. Glad to have you. Block talkers. Yes, get in line with your reading. The sooner you do, the sooner you're going to get a reading. If you're
it's
doing...
just that you're real choppy.
Oh, no.
I don't know. Let me see. We're a little choppy for some reason. It is what it is, folks. We'll do our best.
And that's right, Catherine. I like what you think.
So
Catherine is telling us she's in Florida. She says, if you can't be with the one you love, then love with the one you're with.
Then love the one you're with. That song
yourself.
Goes.
Exactly. So, anyway, and Facebookers, glad to have you with us. Any of you would like to see us in action, that's the place to go. The Psychic Love Doctor Show page is where you can watch the action. Oh, yeah. So, I want to remind everybody, because we get new folks all the time. We're using ordinary cards for these readings, okay? So the distinction needs to be made, not tarot, not oracle cards, which is a whole different thing, and also no other system that may be out there. We just want to make sure everybody's on the same page with that. Also, I'll be using a full 24 card layout for each of our callers, and it is alternate Wednesday. Wowee. That means
I forgot about that.
Alternating to Facebook to get your questions also for reading. So 24 cards out, which is a little different than a lot of others do. They kind of just rifle through the deck, counting cards or however it is they do it. I personally prefer to use the layout that I use with one-on-one with my private clients, and it's the one I use for my own readings. So just so you're all aware, all right? And it's really useful to me because I'm able to get a glimpse at your past, your present, and your future, the direction you're going. What makes this method so incredibly dynamic and empowering is that you're able to perceive the future before you've even lived it. And in doing that, because the future is rather fluid, you can take that insight and you can create your own reality. So we'll be demonstrating that too. So take care, everybody. And let's get ready. We're going to party, right?
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. Also like to remind all the folks that are with us tonight on Blog Talk Land and Facebook Land, if you are international, let yourself be known. And you shall be recognized. And we'll give you live international shout-outs anytime during the show. We'll start out with all the folks we got here right now that are international. We have Jeanette in Canada.
Jeanette
in Canada. Melanie's in the UK,
yeah,
as well as Virgil also is in the UK. So international
Virgil,
shout-outs to you three right now. We'll give more to those other folks that do show up when they do, and then we'll do the voodoo that we do.
Yes, and remember, if anybody, because I'm going to give it away as a Valentine's Day gift to any of you, if any of you would like an e-copy of my book, free of charge, make sure you let me know. Oh, I meant to have it.
But you know what yeah. you need to do, because yeah. this is the easiest way. There's no reason to write shit down. This is the world we live in. Email her. And then she can re-mail her and say, I was at your Valentine's show and I would like a free e-copy. Just
or they can message me too. That's
or they could just email you, Deb. Then you could just reply and attach it.
You know what's funny, though? I don't read email quite as often.
Well, you might want to when you know some people are about to do that.
Well, I might be more inclined to read messages.
Yeah, you should write it down and then lose that shit. You'll misplace what you write it down on. That is guaranteed fact in the Library
of
Congress.
Should I choke him now or should I wait till later?
I don't understand why people fight the technology. You see, then you can just hit reply, attach, done. It's that simple when they email
actually,
you.
Actually, guess what? It
no,
may
what?
Not
yeah, but...
be because that book, the Gmail has a certain size of file. And the book, I can't remember quite now, but I'm trying to remember if I had to find an alternate means to send it.
Well, there is no alternate means, really. I mean, you
well,
find another email server that has bigger requirements, but we're not, this is going to be done electronically one way or the other. We're not spending money to do this.
We're not. But if I need to, I know I've sent it through Messenger. So, and I think this is really a tedious discussion. We should.
I was just trying to stop this rating show. Just email her, and then if she can't, she'll figure out a way with you. Just email her. That's the way to be on a list. Emails are there forever till she deletes them.
I don't know my email either.
You can go to the psychiclovedoctor.com website, and there's a contact button, and that will bring up email.
It may go through. It's had problems. So
all right, guys, you can't do anything. We're all good. The whole world's going to die. Just fuck it. Get drunk and die. There's your answer. Every time I come up with some solution, she's got a negative.
Okay. Right. It is.
I'll die.
Deborah, the long way, Deborah, at psychiclovedoctor.com. Or you can messenger me and I'll give you the email address. You have a lot of people here, James.
Yeah, I am. And I'll also get back to where it was. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. Get in the queue. Earlier the better, especially on alternate Wednesday. We're going to alternate between phones.
Yes.
So that means the phones are only getting half the love. So you're not in that queue pretty quickly here. Things may not work out for you. It's always you can get in the queue 15 minutes prior to showtime. You can. A lot of people do. A lot of people.
And you can do a lot of other stuff.
Well, yeah. I mean, it plays. Yeah. We're going to start early. We're not going to start early. I mean, you can definitely, rest assured, you can go do other stuff till the hour starts. And even when the hour starts, we do our intros. So if you get in that queue, go take a poop or something if you got to. Do what you got to do. All right. So we talked a little bit. Facebookers, it is alternate Wednesday. We'll take messenger things from you when that time arises. Make it very clear. I'll type it in. We'll authorize it. Don't try to call in. There's no queue. Don't try to call in. We're not taking a list. When we throw it out there, it's going to be like a toss-up, like a game show. First one to hit the buzzer, first one that gets messenger to us, I'm going to be the one. So.
A buzzer?
No, yeah. I said it's like a game show where they hit a buzzer. It's going to be similar to that. The first messenger call we get, that will be
I'm
the winner.
I'm screwing with you. That's
I don't
awesome.
Know. I don't know. You're retarded, so I don't know.
You know, that's very, very politically correct.
I've never claimed once in my entire natural human life, or in natural, that I've ever been politically correct, nor do I care about being politically correct unless I'm at work because they give me money. Nobody here is giving me money. So everybody here, blow me. Like Dice would say, remember? Blow me. But I don't mean that. You guys are all for international shout out to Rachel in Australia. She's great. I did give Jeanette an international shout out. Yes, yes, I did. If not, she gets two in Canada. Yay. She has a neighbor to the north. Maybe she deserves two. It's cold. Canada, the Great White North, they call it.
That's right.
Pick off to the Great White North. Remember that?
Yeah.
From Bob and Doug McKenzie, they had a little song. Pick off, it's a beauty way to go. That's 70s and 80s stuff from SCTV.
And a lot
Second
of times,
City,
those of us who are very far north from where we grew up, we're quite near the what would they call that? The border? Yeah, the border.
That would be a border. That's what they call that on the nations.
I used to constantly, after I moved out here, get asked, oh, honey, what part of Ireland are you from?
What's funny, that means that person is retarded, and I will use that. He might actually really have been retarded and not be politically incorrect because it doesn't sound Irish. No, it doesn't.
Well, it has a bit of a brogue.
It has nothing. There is 0%. Anybody that thinks the accent from the upper Midwest people is Irish, that person either has a single digit IQ or they were hit in the head when they were young. It's one or the other, because there's nothing even close to Irish about that. So I would have just laughed at the guy. I said, yep, I'm from Ireland, dumbass. Yes, I am.
Whatever you say there, me lord.
Just say, come on, it doesn't sound Irish, you know that. You got Irish folks here, they'll tell you that too. All right, when you hear the sound of the harp, so we could barely hear, she turned it down, I don't freaking know why. All right, let's try that again. When you hear that sound of the harps, as lovely as it is, it will make you sad at first. That means your reading is coming to an end, and you got to let it do it. Alternate Wednesdays is jam-packed full of phone and Facebookers, so we're not going to piss around. We're not going to piss around with that harp. It means let it end. Nice. And you don't have to stop talking immediately, but you got to rap. It's a rap song, right? I should have placed rap music because you got to rap it. But also, though, before you depart, I will give you a single angel card, and it shall be. Tonight's flavor is the Healing Angel deck. So they're good. It's a nice message, and it's not real long. So sometimes the real long ones, you forget half about what the card said when the first couple sentences. So you don't have to worry about that tonight. So obviously today is Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
It's also National Condom Day. I guess they might go hand in hand, you know, unless you want them to have a whole bunch of Valentine's conceptions, right? You know, or Valentine STDs, you know, they don't want either one of those.
They have quite a variety now.
Of STDs?
Well, likely. But I mean, you can go condom shopping. Years ago, it was kind of like one or two brands under the counter for those who were too chicken shit to go buy them off the rack. And have you noticed, Jim, they're now locked up.
Where?
In the aisles.
A lot of them are. They're very expensive, I guess, is probably why. I'm assuming they never were cheap enough. Because, you know what? Are you really going to buy the cheapest condom on this planet that you can buy, really?
From the Dollar Tree.
I've never seen them there, do they?
They have pregnancy tests and condoms.
I've seen pregnancy tests. I don't think I would trust either one of those. But, I mean, I guess if that's all you got, it's better than nothing. If that's all the money you have, it's better than going without. So, you know. It is what it is.
Well, and I would love to know from somebody who may have ever tried it. So that dual package, I think it's from Trojan, where the girl gets the fireworks and the guy gets the glide. I don't know, but it's supposed to when you put them together.
Well, that's that, and I don't even see that commercial anymore.
No.
No, but I mean, obviously there's no fireworks because they would have to have all sorts of disclaimers on there and people's genitals would blow up.
And you know the bad thing is women often will take a pen and poke a hole in the package, you know, because she wants to get herself conceptualized, whatever you will want to call it.
Women are like that is why you guys got a bad rap.
Ooh, us women?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because some of us...
forget to take birth control pills or sometimes they really do forget and not lie about it because it's airheaded. Yeah, sure that.
You know, thinking very cynically here, they want to increase their subsidized money.
You
want to
get some child support?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. And some welfare too on top of that. Why not have a little bit of both? How about getting a goddamn job? How about that? No, we don't need to do that when there's handouts to be had.
Are you done? Off the spot?
We are. 703 is our first caller in Northern Virginia. Yeah. 703, welcome to the show.
Well, hey there, Andrea. Let's get this party started.
It's Andrea.
It is Speed.
How are you?
Well, I think we're kind of on a roll tonight. Yeah.
I see that.
Yeah. How's your Valentine's Day?
Oh, it was good. I had my job interview.
Oh, and?
And it went very well because as soon as I left, apparently they called my friend Michael, who was the guy that, you know, works there. And he said, we really like her, but I guess they had a question, wanted to know if I was someone who just liked to talk a lot. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He said, well, you kind of went off topic a couple times. I'm like, well, you asked me questions. I'm giving you examples of the questions you asked me. So I don't get it. But apparently they really liked me because they asked Michael for some, you know, they wanted to let him know.
That was odd. Don't you
think?
Yeah,
I know. It is odd.
That they're too chatty.
Yeah, basically, yeah. I want to see if I'm really chatty. I mean, I'm not really that chatty.
Huh. Well, what would you like to know for your question?
Did they actually tell you during the interview that you were a little chatty?
No. No, they went to Michael and asked.
Okay. Because I'd be like, well, it was an interview and we're supposed to communicate. I don't know sign language, so I thought I would chat. They're dumbasses.
We're in an interview and you're asking questions and I'm giving you answers.
Yeah.
I'm giving that
I didn't give you any answers. Like I don't know how to speak. I actually can communicate, so I did.
Right off the top, this is going to be a hard person to work for.
It could be a jackwad. Could be.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I guess. Okay, what was their question? What she thinks about how that interview is going to roll?
What do you think is going to come out of it?
There you go. That's a good one. Yeah. And then you can look into that part of it too, Deb. See if that comes in the cards.
Yeah.
That it's going to be a good for her. Is she going to like it? Part two. So
you were interviewed by a man.
No.
Right?
Well, yes, there was one man and three women.
Wow.
All right. I've never been interviewed by a group that size.
No. Not like it's for the
they
CIA.
Were they were legal department, couple of another department, and I guess he is in charge of facilities, or he's in charge of he's like some big wig type person, the guy.
Hmm.
He said it made him laugh.
Well,
he goes,
"That's
so.
Good." Hey, that can actually be a big deal, making somebody laugh.
Yeah, but
also, good icebreaker.
Flip side, maybe the guy's a super micromanager and will be breathing down your neck all the time, because why would he sit in on an interview?
Some of the big wigs just say, I'm going to sit on two a month or something. Or they just make a little, I'm going to do these different things every month. Even though I'm a big wig, I'm going to go do this. I'm going to chat. I'm going to walk the floor once every week and chat with the local, the peons, you know, those slaves. Sometimes they have things they do that for.
I think that he came in just to kind of meet me. Wasn't really part of the interview. He just kind of came in to meet me because he wasn't there for that long.
Right. Yeah, and a lot of times they will just roll in randomly. But the other people had no idea he was rolling in probably.
I'm interested to know the vibe you got from the women. Did it feel nice?
It was good. Yeah.
Okay.
It was, everybody was really nice. It was a great vibe. I think it was really well.
Okay, well, I have to tell you that I think that if you get this job, be prepared for a stressful working environment. What? I think you're going to really have issues with that. They're looking for a superwoman. And frankly, I don't know that you quite fit the... What would you say?
Well, they might have a model that nobody could ever fit.
That's what I'm thinking.
The standards are so high that there isn't a human alive.
I think you hit the nail on the head, because Michael said something about this one lady's been like 30-something years and, you know, thing, and they're looking for I think you're right when you say that. I mean, the money would be great.
Well, and worth trying it out. See, when something comes up in the cards like this, it gives you the opportunity while in the present to prepare for that kind of future and know, hey, they're going to be nitpicky. You know, everything's going to have to be perfect. And if you can, in the learning stages, if you can, you know, adapt to that and say, oh, well, thank you very much. Now I'm on the right track. instead of how some people are like, come on, seriously? What type of industry or what?
It's a law firm.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay, well, you'll have lots of good egos and bad egos there to deal with. So
yeah.
That may be why I'm seeing the Three of Diamonds, which is a card of pettiness and personal conflict on a small level. Okay, so I'm just saying, I can't say completely that they would hire you because I don't think they even know yet who they're going to hire.
Right. Yeah, they have a couple more interviews to do.
So I guess I'd have to say to you, we'll see. We'll see, but something is going to break for you because I see you under my favorite designation, which is sure to come true. I am seeing you walking into making a lot more money. So that's a good thing. It's on the way.
The new job I start on Monday is, I mean, it's only 50 cents more an hour, but I took it because I really can't stand the one I have. So I'm just going to, I'll keep on looking because even that, what they're giving me is not really a lot, but they pay 100% of the medical benefits, the cheaper plan. So, I mean, I'll be making a little
bad.
More money, but not a lot.
Yeah. That's not bad. When you balance that out.
Yeah.
A lot of people I know that are in the medical field, they're paying an arm and a leg just to get, some kind of basic coverage. So I think that's pretty good for you. Especially
money isn't always everything.
You're right. Absolutely.
That's right. A little bit here, a little bit there. Other things can make up for it. All right, real quick, Andre, here is your healing angel card. Subject is divine intervention. You may feel frustrated because something stalls or comes to a standstill. Progress seems painfully slow. Yet this is a blessing. It is divine intervention at work. When the timing is in perfect harmony, all will come to fruition.
No, I don't think.
I know exactly what that's for.
What? Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Sometimes we do not. We just pull the card and read it. International shout out to Dan in Scotland. Cool. All right. Well, thank you for holding to be caller number one. That is a wise thing, folks. We always recommend getting on early.
Yeah.
She did. She was on before the show started.
Check with us on the shows we're going to do either Friday or Saturday, and we'll take a look at how this job you're starting, what info you might need.
True that. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yep. You know where to find us.
I do. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right.
Okay.
We're going to move on. Thank you, Andrea. Have a good one. Good luck to you on your endeavor.
You too.
Thank you, hon. Take care.
Yes, indeed. Well, guess what time it is, folks? I just typed it in. It's Facebook time. Messenger, first messenger call to Deborah Lee. Prepare. You're going to just take it on. You can't take it on your computer because you can't do audio there.
Yeah.
Speakers are over in another room.
By the way, the flowers that you see before you are from my doggie.
Yeah, how much is that doggy in the window?
Yes, they were on my computer this morning. When I should have brought that cup out. It's so adorable.
Yeah, you can bring it out any other time, yeah. It's a decoration. All right, clock's ticking, my friends. I know it takes a little bit. It does take a few minutes to pull, by the time they hear us and then...
Yeah, well, my dogs are very romantic.
Pull it up and clicking stuff and all that other crap.
And the one male, keep feeding him treats. He's going to follow you forever.
No, they all are. They're all big fans.
The others are very affectionate. So
cuddle
and stuff.
Yeah. We're not freezing on our computer, Suzanne, and we're on internet. We're not directly connected to our camera. So maybe you got some. You're in another country. We shouldn't be surprised if there's a little glitch here, a little glitch there, So.
Okay, well. Shall we move on? Maybe
all right, the window is closed. Window's closed. If you call now, we're going to have to hang up on you.
We have never heard Virgil's voice. He ought to call us.
Or maybe he wants it to remain that way.
Sure.
All right, we're going to go to area code 208, which is Idaho. 208, welcome to the show.
Hello. Hey, Hey, how are you guys doing today?
We're doing well, and you are whom?
Alyssa.
Who? Alyssa.
I can never remember either.
Yes. Yeah, hi. How are things going?
Hey. Good. Happy Valentine's Day, you both.
And the very same to you, my dear.
International shout out to Stevie in the UK and England, the land of Ings. All right, go ahead.
All right. Well, Jim's in his own little world, you know.
But I like it there.
Oh, yeah.
So tell us, what can we do for you?
Well, I'm curious for when I do get to meet Shane in person. Is he going to be ready to settle down or not yet?
Good. You know, the more questions you ask about this individual, the more you're just going to know when he shows up.
Well, repeat the question, okay. Deb. Deb, you can repeat it.
Yeah.
I was just curious if he was going to be ready to settle down when I meet him.
When? What does that mean, when?
Whenever she meets him.
So we're talking about...
Somebody she hasn't met yet.
You haven't met. How is settling down the next step already, if you haven't even met him? Are we jumping ahead a little bit here on the train, or you just want to know if it's eventually possible, is what you're saying, right?
She wants to know his nature.
I guess what you mean is he going to be that type of person? Not that you want to do it the next day. I got you. I understood.
Yeah.
It sounded like, I don't know if he's going to be settled down after I meet him so we can get married the next day or something. I'm like, holy shit.
Some people
That is called, that would be a path to disaster is what that would be.
Amen.
In other words, what they used to say is he the marriage type? Or is, not necessarily marriage. Is he the long-term commitment type? It doesn't have to be marriage, I guess, right? Faithful and long-term commitment.
Yeah, she wants to settle down.
Settle down, right? Is he just want to bounce around from woman to woman, I guess, is what she wants to make sure he's not that guy.
Yeah.
And some people want to be like sailors without a ship and go port to port, you know, and not really settle down.
I got to tell you, the funniest in a sense that I've ever seen is in my clients, I'll get, you know, regulars that will see me like once a week. And there was a very handsome guy, and he was actually an officer in the Navy, Jim. And he was the ultimate player. I mean, you know, he'd sit and pose in my office, all this. Oh, he's never going to get married. He can't even settle down with one girlfriend. But then he came in, and he had met the one. And he fell like a ton of bricks. And I said, see, this is what's wrong when you say never. Because, you know.
Never say never again.
Right, because the higher power or whoever, the universe, is going to prove you wrong. He got married to her within 3 months. And they ended up having like 2-3 kids. And they are blissfully happy. It's years later. I love that. Aww. Oh, it's so sweet. And I had to really
bite my tongue
because I wanted to tease him. But I knew, it was hard enough for him to come and admit. Because to men, see, that is a weakness. We see love as a strength. Exactly. So, and then you've got all his peer buddies, you know, that would be going, oh, you don't want to be whipped. You want to hang loose. You know, you want to become, what is it, like you know what I'm trying to say.
I don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
Like
first,
a sex monger. I don't want to put it in like vulgar terms.
A sex monger.
Yeah.
Do you want to go out and just pretend it's a buffet of women?
Yes, be quite the ultimate,
You should sample all the dishes at a buffet.
This man is going to meet you before you know it. And I'm going to tell you what, I think he's on a path to settle down. And he doesn't believe you're out there. And this is going to be such an amazing story, Alyssa, when the two of you have met and it's love at first sight. Oh. And you're going to be
that's
so
awesome.
Yes. And he's got to come along to it's likely she may be moving to where you are relocating as if for a job. Okay. And the three closes there. The card of time, the hard one to explain. It's like imagine an event is coming from outer space, an event. It's coming to you. And you can ignore it. And it'll probably just hit you right in the head when it arrives. Or you can be ready and gotcha, grab it like it's a, you know, a softball at a game. So, yeah, he's right here. And I feel it's going to be, a whirlwind romance. Everybody's going to tell you, you're crazy, but you listen to your heart.
Aren't those whirlwind romances like just shooting stars and they don't last forever?
That's the star-crossed lovers.
I thought whirlwinds, like, it's a big swoo, but whirlwinds don't last that long, right? Whirlwinds are like, wow, holy shit, and then the whirlwind's done. It burns itself out, right? I don't know. I'm thinking more of like weather, and if it's a whirlwind, they don't just go on forever. But they're crazy as hell when they're gone, right? But who am I?
I
don't know anything about that romance crap.
Sure, they call it crap. There you are. That just told us everything.
Yeah.
You just told us how you feel. Romance crap.
Guys romance women because that's what you have to do.
I got to tell you, though, when Jim gets lit and he's drank too much, he's such a soppy, such a teddy bear. Oh, my gosh, he's amazing.
Believe that. Go ahead. You can buy that.
Oh, you got to get him drunk then. You got to get him some real good stuff.
Go ahead and
right
buy
before
that.
The
buy
show.
That, folks. Break out your checkbooks and get ready to buy that load of shit.
Oh, God, I see. The more they protest.
Hey, if she gets you real, real drunk, that might be worth it.
Well, if I get real, real drunk, I don't think you're going to see romance in the air. Come on, Deb. Jesus Christ. Do the reading. Come on, you got a lot of people.
I'm
you say yes, I say no. So why is this ever going to end?
Yeah, I just want her to know.
Well, I'm saying as far as you and me, yeah, get back to her reading is what I meant.
You are
walking
into your destiny, and this does not happen very often. So it's like I feel somewhat divinely ordained for you, hon. It's like how you call the show. Yeah, you could say it was coincidence you found us, but was it? You know, I believe
right.
There is.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you came here to get the news, to get the confirmation that what you're dreaming is on its way to you. And it doesn't get better than that.
All righty.
Amen.
It's time.
Yes.
Time for the healing angel card. It is, subject is healing. Imagine that. I, angel of healing, this one doesn't have a name apparently, am with you right now. Feel my presence and my unwavering love for you. I have loved you before the dawn of time, and I will love you for all of eternity.
Wow.
So she's got a healing angel. She's got that going for her. Good day going for her. All right. Thank you so very much. We appreciate you being patient because you held for a very long time as well.
And by the way, I live for the chance to say, I told you so.
That is always the best.
Oh, isn't it?
Especially if it's a good way.
Well, take care, hon.
Take care, Alyssa.
You
we
too.
Got the rock.
Happy Valentine's Day.
You too.
Oh, she's a sweetheart.
All right. I have typed it in.
Now, Stevie.
Facebook.
Did you see that? Okay.
I gave you international shots, but I'm going to. But
no. What she's saying is give him a drink, and he's a loved-up cabbage, which I'm assuming is a good thing. I've never heard that expression before.
A national shout out to Suzanne in Scotland. She missed hers.
Aww.
But we will give it to you again, my dear.
She's got the ring.
Facebook Messenger, Deborah Lee, now the clock is ticking.
Yeah. If somebody's going to call in, this would be the time.
Now it is that
Remember,
time.
You have to be my friend as Deborah Lee.
You do have
Lee.
To be a friend of Deborah Lee.
Yeah, so you have to go back to that.
I did type Deborah Lee in. There's a reason that we don't want, you can't Messenger call the Second Love Doctor.
Oh, isn't
that's
that crazy?
It's up there running a live chat, Deb. How the hell could you pull that off?
The thing I can do is figure out what's wrong with WhatsApp. A lot of people have that, and it would ring through.
And they also, being on Facebook, have Messenger, because that's part of Facebook. So why bring in another piece of shit software?
Hey, you know what? I do know some people that have canceled their Messenger, but they're still on Facebook.
Oh, that was their decision.
Yeah.
And if they made that decision, then, you know, life's a bitch. You shouldn't have made that call. Why would you cancel? You can just, nobody can message you unless you let them.
If you've got people you don't want to talk to and you don't want them checking up on you, I guess you would get sick of getting their calls.
I would not. They would not be on my friend list, so they would not be able to messenger me.
Oh,
I don't know.
Jim, you have to read this. You should read this out loud. Virgil is the, he's like a, an, I'm trying to think of, he's a speedy poet.
I think there's too much typing there, Deb. Oh, no, we can't read that out loud right now. We're going to miss two readings.
Well, I'll say it really
fast.
All
the Facebookers see it.
Yeah, but the blog talkers.
All right, blog talkers, somebody's missing a call because of what Deb's doing right now.
All
right. Remember this. Remember this moment. Remember.
Virgil wrote this in an instant, and I'm wondering if AI had anything to do with it. But anyway, let's go on. In a world of chaos, Jim stands tall. A beacon of kindness, he gives his all. In his heart and a gentle touch, he's an earth angel caring oh so much. I love that. He tends to wounds, both seen and unseen, spreading joy and kindness like a serene stream. To him, humanity is more than just a word. It's a call to action to make hearts stirred. And a little bit more.
Yeah, you just keep slowing down, too.
With every smile he shares and every hand he lends, Jim reminds us all that love never ends. In his embrace, we find solace and grace, for he's the embodiment of kindness and grace.
This sounds like something that's already been written and my name was substituted.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm pretty confident.
How about if he just say, thank you. Men
well,
have trouble with that.
Well, I don't know. It's, I think it's not painting me accurately is all.
Rachel, I hear you on that.
I'm not buying that. I just whipped this out right now.
Oh, I thought it was absolutely freaking beautiful.
I'm not a bitch. I'm a guy. I don't need to be called lovely and kind and reaching out and stuff like that, you know? I'm not a chick, okay? That window is, Facebook window is closed. We're going back to the phones.
And Suzanne is in the toilet.
No, I thought she came back out again.
I see it right there. Oh.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, sorry, Virgil. I guess I embellished. He says he never used the word so.
Area code 520. Olisa.
Hello.
Hey, you guys. Hey, you guys.
Happy.
How are you? Happy. Yeah.
Happy VD. Yeah, there you go. That's always nice. That's what you want to hear. Happy VD.
Well, when in Rome, we must do as the Romans do, and maybe they do say happy VD. They say those numbers are surging. Surging.
They do. I saw an article today. I didn't even look for it. It popped up on Google News or USA Today. Syphilis cases on the rise
here,
astronomically.
Here, home to the largest.
Oh, that might have been yeah.
We are the one. And you know, that's kind of a dangerous STD. You don't necessarily get any symptoms, but you're still contagious. Well, a lot of the doctors here will tell men how to be wives and women. Because they're all dirty. He calls us. They call us dirty. Dirty.
No, dude.
Okay. All right. Women are dirty. Everybody, write that down. Make a note of that.
Uh-oh.
Well, tell us what's happening in your part of the world.
Yeah. My neighbor, I don't know where I left off with you. He chewed my ass out. He chewed a new asshole for me. Was it? Because he went on a tirade. He said that I can't keep him from going where I go, dancing and stuff. And he said, you should just show up just because to. And he was just going on it. And I said nothing to him, you know, just then, you know, we didn't really, you know, he just kept saying, I like you, I like you. And he just kept saying, you know, that I can't control where he goes. And I don't know. So then, because I've already broken it down to him why I don't want him there. And he's taken months to try and find out where it is and the time. And so, anywho, I went out with my girlfriend. I think it was last night. It's all a blur now. And one of the dudes that plays in the group that we follow, the band, he came over. Usually when we arrive, wherever they're playing, he greets me on stage by name from the stage. And we were at a jam session, and he was there, and he came over, and he was talking to me. And so I don't know. He's not my cup of tea. I mean, he's a sweet dude. I mean, he is so sweet and so charming, but he's not my jam. And I've been out all day to doctor's appointments and shopping and my nature walk. So I don't know. What do the cards say, Deb?
Well, where are you and the neighbor standing right now?
Well, we're not speaking to each other, but he's doing his taxes and stuff. He's just insisting that he should be able to come where I go for my entertainment.
All right. Well, that is kind of creepy for him to want to do that and you not wanting him to. I mean, of course, in his tiny little mind, he's thinking, you don't want him there. I was trying to be diplomatic about it, but
tiny little something, anyway.
Yeah, well, he's thinking that you don't want him there because you want to be loose and free and, you know, do
and
your
that's
thing.
It.
And
bingo, bingo. That's it. That's right. And if he's there, it wouldn't work for me.
Nor should it. No, yeah, right.
And I told him, you've got your parties.
Yeah. I'm going to be kind of blunt here and say, why should he care when he is not your lover? You deserve to have some pleasure out there. And if you are getting it from somebody else, none of his business.
Never going to get it. Never going to get it. Whoa, 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 whoa. a little in vogue for you, a little. Yep.
That
was a good tune. And they looked pretty hot in their little slinky dresses, those chicks, when they sang that video. Yes. In vogue. Or vogue.
So cool.
They're in vogue.
Family trouble concentrating here.
Oh, yeah, really? Really? All right, folks. Yeah. Family trouble concentrating. Well, quit typing venereal these 15 times in the damn Facebook chat.
It didn't come out.
Oh, it came out of my end.
No,
yeah. You know what, Deb? I don't know what BD is. They could have Googled it and it would have popped. It would pop. It would pop.
It would pop.
But it would pop. That's what Google's for.
It's all the Valentine's Day balloons are popping.
Yeah, you know, there was, for the longest time, and I'm surprised, there was a major helium shortage going on. And that was actually one of the downfalls of Party City's chains.
Really?
Yep. The price was, like, astronomical. And maybe there still is. I don't know. There was a couple of years ago, I don't remember when, there was a helium problem. Imagine that being a problem, folks. But, okay. Anyway, Deb.
Well, okay, first of all, we have to realize that Flaccid Sultan is to blame for your neighbor being all jacked up with jealousy And, you know, because the Sultan thinks if he tells him what a slut you are out in public, I'm just saying, if he puts it that way, your neighbor's going to want to drop you like a bad habit. All right. But instead, I think it's made your neighbor that much more obsessed with you, Lisa. And the trouble is, you don't have a commitment with this man. So I think that he is really breaking a serious boundary here. And what do you think?
I've told you what I've been thinking for months, Deb.
Yeah.
Months about this. It's a shit show.
You know, we all want to tag him, like mental illness on, but I think
I don't.
He's just a boorish ass.
You're the one you wanted to say he had a brain injury and shit all this time and all
well,
that stuff.
That is possible.
It's possible that every asshole I meet could have a brain injury. It doesn't mean they do. You know, some people are just broke. They just, I don't know if they were raised, hung out with the wrong people. Some people are just screwed up in their brain, and it doesn't have to be medical science or psychological science to solve it. You know, people are just who they are. You know what? Well, they say some people are just assholes. Now, I'm not saying he's an asshole, but some people are just who they are, the way they are. And we
yeah,
should,
this guy's got an ego.
Let's not bring a team of doctors in to see if we can solve why they're like this.
Well, he's got a huge ego.
Yeah, I can raise my hand. I can tell you why, because they're an asshole. There you go.
He loves when you adore him, you know, Lisa. So he wants to get more of the good stuff.
He wants to be worshipped, obviously. Yeah. Right. We saw there was a worship complex
here. I hate
to
say this, but if he's Italian, if that's his, you know, ethnicity.
Yeah, you know what? You live in the United States, and, you know, people can be whoever the hell they want, you know.
But that's inbred, like.
Well, if you want to be an Italian controlling bitch, then go back to Italy. Otherwise, suck it up. American women will do what the hell American women want to do.
Yeah, we are kind of ponies, aren't we?
Yeah, in my country, we don't do this shit. Well, then get your ass back to your country, but don't pull that shit on me. You know, when people all say that, my country, women, cover up. But you know what? You're in the United States. We guys like itsy witsy teeny weeny little bikinis. We don't want chicks wrapped up and all you can see is their eyeballs.
No. Well, I just don't. You know,
there's nothing to do with her reading. I'm sorry.
Would not insist on going to his parties at Placid Sultan. I wouldn't insist. I did have Placid Sultan put my name and number in his contact list when we were out and doing the dance on the floor, but I'm not going to go. I mean, he's got to, he has to be the one that feels comfortable to invite me. I would never insist. That's his playground, and I've said that. You know, I've said this. I just don't understand. I don't know.
Well, he's got a very jealous nature, worse than you.
Controlling.
Worse than, and very controlling.
It's a one-way street.
So I don't know I don't see myself throwing confetti and setting off firecrackers when he walks in. I just, you know, I'm.
Yeah.
The other day I was dancing with a scarf on the floor. And I don't.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And I was looping it around the men's necks, and they loved it.
There's nothing wrong with that.
We have a lot of fun. I can't believe how hysterical it is. It's just a
very,
lot
like,
of fun.
Reminds me of like very Turkish, like or some kind of belly dancing thing when the scarves floating around.
And the guy that plays in the band, he said, "I love your energy," and he comes over to me, and then, you know, we're yakking it up, and he asks me if I'm having a good time, and he's really cute, but he's not my cup of tea. I mean, he's a good conversational.
Yeah.
And I love how he plays. I love that they're all very talented up there.
Yeah, it's kind of sad, isn't it, when people are unattractive? Because that's the first indicator, isn't it, of some kind of chemistry, is being attracted to their look? I don't know.
Yeah, you know, it is. But, you know, bands like crowds that are energetic. So if there's a fan that's there and kind of into them, they're going to acknowledge that because that feel good and it helps the rest of the crowd too. Bands like when they have some fans. They'd like that. Doesn't mean they want to bed them all automatically. It does not always mean that.
Right.
They like people to be enthusiastic.
Yeah.
and to like recognize them. Hey, you were here last time we played. That's awesome. Welcome back. That's cool.
Yeah.
They like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they're
very
ones
cool.
That go to like, yeah, ones that are like touring local areas and stuff like that aren't big time. They actually appreciate having those types of fans at the places they go. Because they've probably been to places where they don't get nice attention sometimes, so they appreciate them. They are appreciated.
Oh, they're huge. They're very talented. And I told my girlfriend, I said, I wish they would keep their cowboy hats on because they're so much more handsome when they have the cowboy hats on.
How does that work?
I don't really know.
How can somebody be more handsome with a hat on? Are they bald? Or do they have ugly hair?
There's just a different look when you take the cowboy hat off, you know. It's just a different look. And it's okay. I mean,
right.
They're nice guys.
That must be her thing. That must be her thing.
Yeah, I think
that must be
is.
Her thing, cowboy thing.
Well, they're manly men, generally, you know.
You know that they have had gay rodeos forever and ever. I'm just throwing it out there. They've been on the circuit before. It was even accepted. So when you say they're manly, man, they're a little bit more manly than you're banking on. I'm just saying. That's all, you know.
Now, I got my gay guys there, too, and we have a lot of fun. We all have a lot of fun. We're always having fun. Fun.
And,
that's the ticket.
Yeah, your neighbor just respect that and go his own way. You know, and...
You can go your own
way. You know,
way.
One thing that's really interesting is a lot of women like me actually prefer uglier men because then not everybody's after them, you know. And when they're real super good looking, you know, yeah.
I like the personality. I like the way they carry themselves. I like how they talk. You know, that's what I look for. I don't look for anything beyond that. I, you know, someone that's nice and having a good time and... But Deb, does it say that we're going to clear this up between us? I mean, it's kind of a funky feeling.
Well, it's based on a choice, and that is either you give up your social life and then you're ultimately going to lose him, and maybe that's the best thing.
Well, so she has to comply to his standards of behavior. Doesn't sound like a fun time to me.
He can go when I'm not there. I mean, there are tons of places to go to. That's not the only place.
There is. He's only interested in going to where you're going to spy, police, critique what you do, you know, that type of stuff. So you don't want that. It's going to make both of you uncomfortable.
But in a relationship, don't the two of you socialize together?
And sometimes you don't always have to.
We have. Oh, we have. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
There have been little soap operas that emerge from that.
They've gone to dinners and stuff.
Tammy,
yeah, they've been out.
Tammy woman.
Right.
But it hasn't worked
my
out.
My girlfriend.
Well.
And,
yes, but
and then
always,
now the two of them are very tight, Tammy and him. And let's see what else. Yeah, we go out a lot together. We socialize a lot. I like it when we're in the car.
It's going to be a continuing conflict between the two of you.
Yeah,
he wants to keep an eye on you.
It's a pendulum that swings back and forth forever.
And he wants to make a statement to all the other men there just by being there with you.
Oh, to put the arm around and make that big show, like, hey, everybody, like, hey, put the spotlight over here. I'm taken. But he doesn't want it to be that obvious, but he wants it to be
obvious.
It's an
alpha dog thing.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Tell him to go pee somewhere else. Mark some other territory.
Well, the funny thing is we do it to each other. We're all putting our arms around each other. We're talking to each other's mouths. We're hugging. We're kissing. So, you know, you can't tell. And like my girlfriend said, she said, I don't know whose boyfriend belongs to who here, you know, because we're all being, and she and I don't drink, but we don't, you know. And then I finally ask the guy, I'll say, because he'll say something about his girlfriend, and I'll say, where is your girlfriend? And he'll say, what girlfriend? And so we just have fun.
And that's what going out is about, having fun. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. So, well, the man still loves you, but there's a tremendous amount of control here. So.
Yeah, yeah.
But he is not your lover, and you have needs. And even if she had a lover, a secret lover,
right.
It's her business.
Oh, and, yeah, I'm just saying in general. I mean.
No, she was double dipping. Now, that could be a problem.
Could be. But
and then I'd
then,
be one
know,
of those statistics.
You could be. It doesn't mean people can have multiple partners and not have a disease. It is
how
possible.
Do you do that?
What do you mean how you do
I mean,
it?
I see.
Yeah.
It's not like the odds are like 3 out of 4 people have a disease. It's the odds are in your favor that you're not going to get one. It's
but,
not that prevalent. It's prevalent. It's the, when they say it's prevalent, it's a relative thing.
One thing that
they're not saying every single person out there, 99.9%
yeah,
of them got some kind of goddamn STD. They're not saying that. They're just saying it's higher than normal is all they're saying.
One thing I think men would have a very hard time with is knowing how many females are actually having multiple sex experiences with different men in a single day. Not hookers, just regular women.
A single day?
Like, my say she's not a lover or also maybe a secret friend. And she goes home to her boyfriend or husband, and she's had sex 3 times in one day.
Good God almighty.
Women don't seem to be typically do that.
No, they're not typical. I wouldn't say it's...
Usually that's a lot of times a sign of cheating is when they're not in the
mood. You know, I'd have to consider...
I mean, in the mood with somebody else. Wait.
I'd have to consider being a parking meter then. I mean, if it was being put to work that often, somebody's going to...
Well, you got to say I could put some coins in your slot there. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah. I mean, something's got to give. I mean, what would be the point of 3 different times a day? You're working hard.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, what do I get for 2 hours?
That,
how much does that cost?
Is there that much chemistry with each and every...
Or put a nice little tattoo there. Thank you. Please come again.
Bada bing, bang.
Or put suggested donation is $150 an hour. $150 buckos. I don't.
Macaronis.
Or that 3-star restaurant down the road.
Quickly summarize.
Well,
because we have sidetracked a lot, so please bring us
a continuing argument.
She's going to bring us back in.
I do still feel at some point he's going to walk in where you are. You know, if the Sultan's there, he can easily send him a message and say, "Hey, come on down. Lisa and I are here."
Oh boy!
Yeah. All right.
Good call.
So it sounds like there's not going to be a lot of change on the horizon here in the short term.
No,
not
I
short
really
term.
Feel, yes, that, but I've always said, Lisa, you would be the one who's going to end this relationship for somebody else.
Yeah, and you know, there's nothing wrong with that. It doesn't make you a villain or anything.
No.
All right, here we go. Subject is divine intervention. You may feel frustrated because something stalls or comes to a standstill. Progress seems painfully slow, yet this is a blessing. It is divine intervention at work. When the timing is in perfect harmony, all will come to fruition.
I like that.
So right
like
now she's frustrated, but it's meant to be. The angels are saying it's meant to be, and something's going to happen, and that's because it's meant to be. So there you go. So she's going to see a lot of this for a while, it seems like.
I think so.
But she's at least on her own. She's not shutting herself inside of a room.
Yeah.
She's going out and having fun. Because you know what? You only live once, folks.
Just
surprising.
Remember. Yeah, also, jealousy is actually insecurity. Okay?
Typically.
Yeah,
it is.
He wants to keep you nailed down for him. But if he had more, self-esteem and all of that, he would want you to go have a good time.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
right.
And
sure.
Trust too. Trust is an issue too.
And you know,
when
he did
somebody,
say
you
say
go dance, you know. And if you can't trust them, you shouldn't be with them. And if you trust nobody, then you need help.
Yeah.
If you can't trust a single person, then you got problems.
know, when he was first here and I was first here, he would go out. I keep telling him that. I said, now I've made my own fun. You go make your own fun. He said, you've become a social butterfly. Well, I'm sorry, but yeah.
I don't think that's the law.
No, it's not. And he's not asked for any kind of commitment. He isn't sleeping with you. You know, and you don't owe him. It's like, what did they say? He has no need to know. NTK?
NTK, need to know. Yes, indeed. All right. Thank you so much, Betty. Much Lisa, she held also till the end. But
you
she's
know,
been holding for like an hour
I do have
also.
To say,
we appreciate that.
Who's on Facebook, I think that you are a really sharp lady. And I like your insights as well as everyone else's.
Yes, yes.
But I think you are a true believer in real love.
So, Lisa, you must be getting ready to go head out for Valentine's
Day
festivities, yes?
It's only five.
Oh, no. I was out this morning. I delivered balloons to my girlfriend. I've been – and I don't believe –
You're not going out?
I'm not really with – I'm not with – my girlfriend thought we should go out, but we're going to go out all – every day for the rest of the week, up until the weekend, we're going out. We're doing it big every night. So
okay.
I'm not
into the hype
of Valentine's Day. I'm just not into – I'm making myself filet mignon right now.
Oh, she's staying indoors,
yeah,
it sounds like.
Yeah, but you know what? This is a –
That is pretty yummy.
This is a good hunting night.
She doesn't want to hunt.
Well, if the people that
are the guys
taken,
out there?
The ones that are taken are home having to entertain the woman.
No, they're out at dinner. They're out at
dinner
having dinner.
Or they've gone out of town or
which
whatever.
Is horrible trying to make dinner. You better make dinner reservations at a real place
early.
And
a lot of them have a cover charge just for getting in.
That's a bunch of shit.
I know it is.
All right, we're going to rock and roll back pretty much, Lisa.
Yeah, and Jeanette.
Thank you, guys.
And I love this song. I'm glad it won Song of the Year or whatever it was, the Record of the Year. Listen to the song Flowers by Miley Cyrus.
You know, I'm really happy with today. I'm very contented. I'm going to do some painting. I'm going to talk with my girlfriend. Oh, yeah. She just sent me a text saying Happy Valentine's. I think we're doing okay. Every night this
Alrighty.
Week is going to be out big time.
Well, then have at it.
I think
Thank
we
you.
Should have. Yep.
Maria, thank,
thank
you very much.
All right, honey. Well,
thank
it's
you.
Always wonderful.
Yeah, thank you for holding forever. We appreciate that. We appreciate
you.
Your patience.
I love listening to you guys. Miss you when you're not there. But you have a life.
Well, that's the theory. All right, we got to go, Lisa. Thank you much.
Take care, hon.
All right, I'm going to do it.
I guess we're
going
to have to.
Or no, I'm going to try to get one more Facebook messenger.
We're
going to try. Don't quote you folks ever say we didn't try. Facebook messenger Deborah Lee now. Must do so. All right. Dun, 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 dun. I'm in.
What's that from?
It's Jeopardy's final Jeopardy stupid music. Only reason I know that is back in the day when my friends, before they all got married in Maine, when we go out on Fridays, a lot of times I would get home and one of the TV channels had Jeopardy on. And it would just, I'd turn the TV on and went right to that station because that's what I was watching in the morning for traffic. And I'd hear, anyway, okay. Did we get a messenger?
Yeah, Catherine.
All right, folks. We have a reading. Do not messenger now. Not now. Don't messenger, period. I'm trying to type it.
Mm-hmm.
I hate myself.
One of my sons used to say that all
That's
the time.
Why I said that. That was, yes.
I can't.
Nope. Sorry. Decline it, Deb.
Yeah, sorry, hon.
Sorry, folks. She probably didn't see it in time. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert.
Oh, I love that song. You know that.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, I wonder what a butter pie is, though.
It's not anything, because somebody asked, and he says, the butter wouldn't melt, so he put it in the pie.
Oh.
That's part of the lyrics. It's not a thing, really.
But Oh, you're going to the interview tomorrow.
What's she doing? I didn't read her. I'm sorry.
The brother's very hard to please. So bear that in mind. All right?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, yeah, I don't envy her at all. I don't envy her.
No.
Because you're going to have a lot of different things going on. A lot
yeah,
of dynamics.
I feel like you're going to get the vibe. And you'll understand why that woman can be so difficult. That's why he's looking for the perfect, you know, he's looking for somebody who could be perfect with her.
And they always say nobody's perfect, though, is the problem. They say that, and we should remember that sometimes. Nobody is perfect.
So if he declines or says, well, thank you, and sort of dismisses you, it's not what he's looking for. But I would keep looking if I were you. You'll find something good. I think you have a great spirit and nature for that kind of thing. So, yeah. The cards are indicating that he's very domineering. Okay.
Who is?
The brother of this woman she's interviewing for a caregiver job.
Okay, I misread the question wrong. I thought it was her brother, and I was just trying to figure out what the hell's going on here. Oh, never mind. I are stupid sometimes.
No, that Uncle Albert song, that was written by, which boy, Beatle and Linda?
That would be the one that did the best after the breakup. That would be Paul McCartney. Yeah. Paul did the best. They all did okay, but Paul McCartney seemed to really blow
and
up.
Uncle Albert, Admiral Halsey.
I thought you looked it up, and it wasn't that really. Yeah. He didn't really, you know, they Beatles, even when he was with the Beatles, they wrote Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. What the fuck's you know, stuff like that. They wrote songs that just were fun to sing.
Yeah, Catherine, I would suggest you keep looking after that interview because I don't think these people have the ability to be pleased at all. So
some folks can never be pleased.
No, that's right. They're impossible.
It's indeed. All right. Here's Catherine's angel card. Oh, healing angel card specifically. Subject is heart and soul. The little
That's
heart and soul. Yep.
Yeah.
That was from the 80s. All right. When making your decision, take into account what your heart and soul are saying. Sometimes the mind can deceive us. Choose through love, not fear. Heart and soul's probably been well. I mean, there was that was T'Pau that did it like in the late 80s. And then wasn't Huey Lewis didn't have a heart and soul song too, I thought, maybe? I thought he had one too, Huey Lewis in the news, I thought too. But definitely T'Pau had that. Give me a little bit of heart and soul. A little bit of love. And then they rapped a little bit. No, 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 no.
Monkey one. And monkey two.
Okay, what are you going to do? Why are you bringing
the
monkeys out for?
I'd like to see the monkeys.
Oh, the monkeys had to make way for Valentine's Day decorations, that's all.
The flowers will be gone tomorrow.
Yeah, they won't really be appropriate after one day. Well, they'll be gone out of your view that she's not tossing them in the toilet or anything.
No.
She's not throwing them in the shitter. All right, folks, unfortunately.
Yeah,
we got to wrap. I extended the show a little bit, so we got to say goodbye to our blog talkers.
Sorry, everyone.
Yeah, we apologize for those.
But, hey, Friday's coming, and we stay on 90 minutes.
And we're not whistling Dixie when we say it's better to be early than late. You can get into the queue for calling in on the phone lines 15 minutes prior to the show time.
Yeah.
You can get in the queue. And you know what? The first three callers did so. So that's a sign. Sometimes you don't have to. You just don't know. But to be safe, you want to get in the queue. I know that life goes on, different time zone. You got things to do. You can't do that. But if you can, be early, not late.
Now, when we used to do this from my office, there would actually be a really nice audience that came in. And we would start the show early in the sense of like a pre-show. They would get to watch us as we're getting ready and we're joking around and, you know, planning, well, what kind of content are we going to have tonight? It's like, you know, stuff to talk. I had a whole bunch of stuff about Valentine's Day planned, but we didn't have a need for it. So.
All right. Yeah, we don't really want to do that here. I think that'd be boring.
Well,
it's a different setup here.
Yeah, for those to sit and watch us prepare.
It's a different setup. There's a lot of stupid crap going on here. It's not a lot of entertaining. So there's not a lot of talking going on when we set up.
No,
it's a lot of physical.
He's bitching at me about stuff.
Of course I am. Yep, that's all I do, folks. That's all I do. All right, Deb, let's say goodbye to Block Talkers.
Okay.
Because you know what? When you got to go, you got to go. And since it's Valentine's Day, let's end it with a kind of a cool thing.
Let's start grill now.
What?
Donna.
What?
Hey, Block Talkers. This is best by Friday. On Friday. At 6 p.m. No. 7. I'm blowing this outro. 7 p.m. Eastern and 4 p.m. Pacific. Please join us. We'll be looking for you.